The BBC would like to apologize for the following announcement.
Play ball!
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
That's the kind of stuff we want, kid. That's the old ginger boy.
Holy cow!
Now every heifer, every cow, hold tight to your udders now. Farmer Hume is bedding down, let's turn this barn to funky town. Chickens on the left, dance if you're able.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Doyle here, welcoming all you friends of the feather.
The one constant through all the years,
Hume,
has been
Wiffle
Ball. People will come,
Hume.
People will most definitely come.
Anybody can come.
That's right, folks. Wiffle Ball is back. Last year's tournament was canceled due to scheduling conflicts and time constraints, as verified by
Amy Hume.
But 2004 was a great success. For the second year in a row, John Kramer,
giddy up,
found himself claiming the Golden Wiffle Ball of Honor.
I talk the talk and I walk the walk, baby.
His merry band of antagonists included the likes of Kevin Mojo Powers.
If you only knew the power
of Mojo.
Dale Mothra Groth.
Will you help us? You must ask Mothra to fight Godzilla.
And Pete Oestreich.
Stop! Pita time, I'm a big shot. There's no doubt. Light a fire and pee it out. Don't like it? Kiss my rump. Just for a minute, let's all do the bump. I've been around the world from Hartford to Back Bay. It's Pita, go Pita, up to Pita. Yo, Pita, let's see Regis strap this way. Can't touch me.
Early tournament smack talk got a little out of hand. So, what do you think about my pitching?
I think it's awful, and I don't much care for it at all, my good sir.
Your brother blows bubblegum.
And commentator Nathan Hecklin Eklund added to the banter.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time
Hume
won a pennant.
Hume got off to a good start by beating the would-be champions in the third round.
Nice game, pretty boy.
But Kramer battled back to face Hume in the championship game.
It's payback time.
Kramer's cronies roared to a stunning comeback victory with plays like a line shot grab at third from substitute Jeff Thuma of Duma.
It's not a tumor.
Solid O&D by substitute Justin Goldberg Colbert. By a three-run blast from substitute Brad Gradley.
You!
Gradley!
Get a home run!
Okay, Skip.
I told him to do that.
And there was much rejoicing.
Afterwards, Hume was consoled by the Rajasthani rocket Uday Bhan Singh.
The opportunity to prove yourself a hero is long gone.
Kramer divvied up his winnings.
One for you and one for me. Two for you and one, two for me. Three for you and one, two, three for me. Yeah.
Nabbing the brown wiffle ball of shame was John Oz Oswald, whose team had to forfeit one of the matches because he himself could not be found.
But nobody can see the Great Oz! Nobody's ever seen the Great Oz! Even I've never seen him!
Ozzy was helped, or should I say hurt, by cohorts Uday Bhan Singh, whose unorthodox method of carrying the bat around the bases had opposing teams on their heels.
I'll see you in hell!
Eric, so mean, so lead.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper! I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
And ironically, Jeff Thuma of Duma.
It's not a tumor.
The team seemed confused from the get-go.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Can they shed their shame in 2006? Possibly. The 2006 tournament will be filled with potential newcomers, such as Alan, Hans, and Franz Johns.
Once again, I'm on.
Yeah, I'm Franz, and we just want to pop you off. All right.
Jim, Insane Hane.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Matt, Homerly Haberly.
And here it is.
You're gonna hit with that.
Let's see, we play 30 games, 10 at bats a game, 3,000.
David Batman Brown. And the future Reverend Ken Lovejoy Vogel, who will bless the ceremonies.
Our commandments clearly state that beer is all right.
With that said,
let's go over the ground rules. You can't leave first until you chug a beer.
Beer.
Any man scoring has to chug a beer.
Beer. Beer.
You have to chug a beer at the top of all odd-numbered innings.
I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer.
Oh, and the fourth inning is the beer inning.
Woohoo!
Who's up for some beers?
I am.
That's the smartest thing I've heard all day.
As always, we'll also have food.
Ballpark food doesn't count as real food.
So bring yourself, your family, and your game to the house of Dave and Amy Hume. Tournament starts at 10:30 Saturday, September 30th at Dave Hume's Field of Dreams. Be there.